Hi everyone, how are you? We're doing a series on Ephesians and we're in chapter 6 talking about today about fathers and actually mothers, about parenting. Just one little verse. It says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children, but bring them up in the discipline and admonition of the Lord." Now there's a lot of things we can unpack here. First of all, the Hebrew word plural fathers actually means fathers and mothers. So it means parents. So parents, don't provoke your children. Really, what it's saying is don't provoke them to anger. The NIV says don't, don't make your, It's really crazy. I forgot the word, but exasperate. Don't exasperate. What a big English word. I'm sure most of the people here in Japan would not understand this word, exasperate. It just means provoke to anger, to nag, to make a big deal of things all the time, to keep on scolding, keep on being upset. You know, kids come home with 99% on their exam and you say, "Where's the other 1%? It's exasperating. It's not encouraging. It's not lifting. It's saying, parents, don't do that, but bring them up in the way of the Lord, in the loving discipline the Lord himself approves of. I think it's just a really great way to understand parenting. We've had two wonderful boys. We love them. And, you know, we've had some challenges, of course. Both boys were very, very different in their learning styles and their personalities. And we had to learn how to bring godly discipline to each of those children. Just a warning to parents reading parenting books. Sometimes people write books based on their own child's temperament, which is cool. That's good. But children's temperament is as wide as the ocean. And so we've got to understand these children. It actually says in Proverbs 22 in the Amplified Bible, "Bring up your children in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it." And what it's saying is understand temperament. Bring up children according to temperament. So for example, my oldest boy needed a lot more discipline and a lot more room time. he didn't obey quickly at first, but he learned to do that, and he's become a great young man. And my second boy was much more compliant, and it was just much easier to bring discipline. So each child is individual, and each child needs us to have the wisdom from God. As it says there, I think it's Proverbs 22:6, "Bring up a child in the way they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart from it." From what? From the teaching of the Lord, from the blessing of the Lord. Now, this doesn't mean we're bulletproof on this, but each adult, young adult, as they grow up, makes their own decisions. When they leave the home and leave our authority, they make their own decisions in life. But as far as we can, parents, it says, don't keep scolding and getting angry, but rather encourage and lift into purpose, vision, discipline. The reason why we discipline is a better life. And so speaking, leading well, lead well. And I believe that God will help us to do this. I really do. For parents here, there's hope. God wants to teach us how to lead our children well. Let me pray. Lord, I pray for any parent here or prospective parent here that we would get your wisdom for our own life of discipline and then passing on good values and good discipline and a way of thinking of self-esteem, that the young people would grow up with a healthy self-esteem of who they are and who you are, Lord, and the word of God in their lives, Jesus Christ. I pray you would help us all in Jesus' name. Amen. There is hope, I believe, in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you enjoyed today's episode with Pastor Rod, why don't you subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to this, and we'll see you next time.